American Language Course, Tape 2203B. Listen. Let's practice the use of since or because as connectives. Listen and repeat.
They understood the speaker. They listened carefully.
They understood the speaker because they listened carefully.
He could answer the questions. He was well prepared. Since he was well prepared, he could answer the questions. He made excellent progress. He was highly motivated. Because he was highly motivated, he made excellent progress. Most of the stores will be closed tomorrow. It's a holiday. Most of the stores will be closed tomorrow since it's a holiday.
Now you will hear two sentences. You should combine these sentences into one sentence by using because. For example, you will hear,
"He was late for class. His car stalled."
You should say, "He was late for class because his car stalled." Listen and combine.
He was late for class. His car stalled. He was late for class because his car stalled. He missed the point. He didn't pay attention. He missed the point because he didn't pay attention. He left early. He wanted to be on time. He left early because he wanted to be on time. He took his raincoat. It was raining. He took his raincoat because it was raining.
Now you will hear two sentences. You should combine these sentences into one sentence by using because. For example, you will hear,
"He was late for class. His car stalled."
You should say, "Because his car stalled, he was late for class."
He was late for class. His car stalled. Because his car stalled, he was late for class. He missed the point. He didn't pay attention. Because he didn't pay attention, he missed the point. He left early. He wanted to be on time. Because he wanted to be on time, he left early. He took his raincoat. It was raining. Because it was raining, he took his raincoat.
Now you will hear two sentences. You should combine these sentences into one sentence by using since. For example, you will hear,
"He was late for class. His car stalled."
You should say, "He was late for class since his car stalled."
He was late for class. His car stalled. He was late for class since his car stalled. He missed the point. He didn't pay attention. He missed the point since he didn't pay attention. He left early. He wanted to be on time. He left early since he wanted to be on time. He took his raincoat. It was raining. He took his raincoat since it was raining.
Now you will hear two sentences. You should combine these sentences into one sentence by using since. This time, start your sentence with since. For example, you will hear,
He was late for class. His car stalled.
You should say, Since his car stalled, he was late for class.
He was late for class. His car stalled. Since his car stalled, he was late for class. He missed the point. He didn't pay attention. Since he didn't pay attention, he missed the point. He left early. He wanted to be on time. Since he wanted to be on time, he left early. He took his raincoat. It was raining. Since it was raining, he took his raincoat.
Listen. Listen carefully to the following sentences. Remember what is said. You will be asked questions on the sentences. Answer my questions when you hear them. Repeat the correct responses when you hear them. Listen.
Joe always went to class because he was eager to learn as much as possible. He wanted to be well prepared. Since he wanted to make good grades on all of the tests, he studied late every night. He burned a lot of midnight oil.
Listen and answer. Why did Joe always go to class?
Because he wanted to learn as much as possible. Because he was eager to learn as much as possible. Joe always went to class because he wanted to learn as much as possible. Since he was eager to learn as much as possible, Joe always went to class.
Why did he burn a lot of midnight oil?
Because he wanted to make good grades on the test. Because he wanted to make good grades on all of the tests, Joe burned a lot of midnight oil. Joe studied late every night since he wanted to make good grades.
Was he interested in being well prepared?
Yes, he was. He was highly motivated. He had a great desire to learn. He was an eager learner. He wanted to be certain that he could hack the course. He was a hard worker.
Listen. As you know, the voiced V as in leave and the voiceless F as in leaf sometimes cause trouble. This is especially true if they come at the end of words. So let's practice some words with these sounds. Listen and repeat.
Save. Safe. Live. Life. Leave. Leaf. Prove. Proof. Believe. Belief. Save. Save. Take good care of your parachute because it may save your life. That's a different story. Let's save it for another time. Safe. Safe. Since money is safe in a bank, that's the proper place for it. We're glad to know that the pilot is safe. Live. Live. Be careful. That's a live wire. Don't touch it. He is busy all the time. He is a live wire. Life. Life. Drive carefully. The life you save may be your own. Boy, this is the life. Leave. Leave. Let's go. It's time to leave. What time do you leave home? He's on leave. Leaf. Leaf. A leaf has been torn out of my book. That looks like a rose leaf. Believe. Believe. It is hard to believe that a man will eventually land on the moon. I believe that is true.
Listen. Let's practice changing some statements to questions. This should sharpen your ability to ask questions. Listen and change my statements to questions when you hear them. Repeat the changes made by the other man when you hear them. Listen and change. Money is safe in a bank.
Is money safe in a bank?
He speaks English fluently.
Does he speak English fluently?
He spoke to the captain about his plans.
Did he speak to the captain about his plans?
He has been here 2 months.
How long has he been here?
This is the end of tape 2203B.